when they told me that the Shir HaKdama was going to be in the dining room, I was like, how are you going to fit them in? But now I see they really wanted you to have the Yeshivas Meir experience. Because now you know how we feel first Seder, when we squish in and by Shir. Oh, now you can really feel in Yeshiva. When Yaakov Avinu, in the beginning of the Parsha, when he went to Golus, you know what I'll scream. When Yaakov Avinu went to Golus in the beginning of the Parsha, as Rashi brings down, that he went 14 years to learn in Shem Ve'ever. As Mefarshim asks a very strong question, Yaakov Avinu always learned. We learned in last week's Parsha, he was a Yoshev Oyalim. He was someone that learned Hasmada for many, many years. As before he's going into his Golus, he needs to go for another Tkufa to go learn. What's the difference where he's learning? And there are very different Pshatim that are said. There's a famous one from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Tairas Golus. But the Poshet Pshat is, there was one big difference. In his first Limud, he went home every night. It's not the same. You learn in yeshiva, you come home at night. In Shem Ve'ever, he was in yeshiva the whole time. He didn't go home at night. Why did he need this as a preparation for Golus? Because Golus, you need to bring Limud to a higher level to be able to watch over you in Golus. As for that, he needed to be in the Beis Medrash the whole time. But Gam Sarich Bir. Okay, so he went to yeshiva for a while. But then he went into Golus for so many years. If you count the years of Golus, it's much more than the years he was in yeshiva. So how does it help? We see over here that the koyach of coming to yeshiva and learning is so powerful. It watches over you in any and every Golus. It empowers you for life. Yaakov Avinu, in his mission, needed 14 years with his godless and his mission. Bador Shalanu, halavai you guys could stay for 14 years, but 4 days is pretty good for this dar. Oh. Every dar kifi mashahu. There's Moshe b'dayra, Yiftach b'dayra, Vegin b'dayra. Okay, we're not Yaakov Avinu. We can't do 14 years. But when Balabatim Bizman Hazeh come to the Beis Medrash for 4 days, that's also a tremendous thing. What was Yaakov Avinu Zeicha to a Gilui of a Chaloim? That he's a Sulam Mutzav Arza of a Reisha Megia Shamaima. Ayidei his Limud on in the Beis Medrash, as he was Zeicha, that he saw where, how high he's reaching, and Hashem sent Malochim Elokim to watch over him, b'chol asher telech. We live in a tkuf of Golus, where Hashem gave us a tremendous shaking. Klal Yisrael needs chusim, and we all need chusim. We all feel the Golus. As we want to dedicate the coming, the shiurim, to be a chus for everyone in Klal Yisrael, that Hashem should be shomer aleihem, the people that came, and the people who are out, who need a Shmira Yisera. Hashem should bring back people who are Shavui in Klal Yisrael. As B'schus, this Limud HaKtoisha, it should bring everyone, Hashem should watch over you, U'Beirachticha, B'chol Asher Telech. And as the Golus is getting harder, the biggest Shmira is Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah in the Beis Medrash. These days should go with you. You should take it with you. They should watch over you. They should be a sulamutz of arza that helps you be roishay magia shamayma. And it should be a schus for kol klal yisol, what Yidden did here and what Yidden do all over. Bez Hashem, today we're going to see the sugya of Geirus. Can I borrow just one? Okay. As the Mishnah says, Hagiyoris vashvuya vashifcha sheniftu v'shenizgayru. Frek the Ritva, why does it say Hagiyoris? She's a goya shenizgayra. She's a goy that became a giyoris. She's not a giyoris shenizgayra. She's a goy shenizgayra. Azok the Ritva, it's eino yofe to be Kaira Oisa Goya. The Shita says it a little bit stronger. Osir Lekroisa Goya. Because it's a shame shel gnai. Every day we get up, we make shaloi osani goy. We live in a world, we see what a goy is. Not only do we see what the goyim here are, we see what goyim across the world could stand up for them and be on their side. It's shocking. Horrific. As we don't call her a goy. We never want to be goyim and like them. Hagiyoiris. The loizu bilvad, zok the shita, hagiyoiris. With the hey hayidia. That's used for a special person. When a person is megayer, he does something. He goes me'al, ume'aver, to his regular life. He does a change, and he lifts himself up. Hagiyoiris. Not just we don't call her goy. We give her a shame hakovid. Hagiyoiris. Okay. Hagiyoyrish vashvuye vashifto sheniftu sheneskayro p'chusa mimnoi shaloshanem v'yoyim echad. As the chiddush of the Mishnah is that she is called a psula. Even though a goy is becheskes that she's neveles, but until the age of 3, even though she's neveles, her psulim come back. It's a physical thing, her psulim grow back. As she still retains the din of a psula, and if a husband finds that she's not a psula, when he marries her, he has to check it up, because it is an issue. Those are the two dinim in the Mishnah. Of its mavur in the Mishnah, that it's shayich a giyoris, who's a ktana, who's pusami bas shalosh. And that's what the sugya is going to focus into, and that's our main focus for the Yarche Kala. Amar Rav Huna, Ger Kotten Matbilin Oisoi Aldas Bezdin. A Ger Kotten, you could be Matbil him Aldas Bezdin. Maiko Mashmalon, the Schusuloi, Vizochen Lo Odom Shaloi Befonov. What's the Chiddush? It's a Klal and Kola Teira Kula, Zochen Lo Odom Shaloi Befonov. As the Gemara says, the Havamina was a Choiva, Kamashmalon, it's a Schus. As this Gemara is Mavur Gavaldik Yechidish. The Parsha of Geirus works with Schia. And it's so Pasha to the Gemara that if you say Schia in Kol HaTaira Kula, the Gemara asks, so what do you have to say by Geirus there, Schia? Okay. As we want to go in, what is the Schia of Geirus? And we'll see, some Rishonim are going to say it is different than the Schia of Kol HaTaira Kula. How are they going to answer the Gemara? We have to see. As let's go slowly, there are two big yesoidis we want to get a little bit into the sugya. The yesoidis of Geirus and the yesoidis of Schia. As number one, how does Geirus work? As in order to understand this, we need a little bit of Hakdama. Frektosis, a question on the sugya. How could you say that Geirus works midin Schia? Haray! The halacha is ein Schia lekotten. There's a very interesting question on Taisis. Why is Taisis asking the question on Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph? Hare there's sugis in Yevamis, Barichos, that there's Geirus by a goy. And Taisis doesn't ask, "Ay, how could you do Geirus? You need Schia." Yeah. As why only in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph Taisis is asking, how could you do Geirus? It's not Shaykh Schia. As you see in Taisvah, Zok Rebel Chanon, Hadgosha, that by a Godol, you don't need the Parsha of Zochin. Why? Because he's a Godol. He could do Chaloisim. The same way he could do a Kinyan, the same way he could do a Kedushin. He's a Godol. He could do everything. Azu Adin by Geirus, he could do Geirus. But by a cotton who's a lav bardas, he can't do any chalois. As over there by a cotton that's a lav bardas, as how is he able to do a chalois geirus? As over here, you need schia. That's toisis over here on Yud Aleph, and there's a strong dig that way. Because the Gemara only mentions zochin by a cotton. If I speak loud, the Olam hears me. I could close the annoying microphone. Okay, say that. I'll speak loud. Okay. That's the Tosis over here. In Tosis in Sanhedrin, there's a Chiddush. Zok Rabbi Elchanan, in Tosis in Sanhedrin, on Samaches, Tosis asks, by every Geirus, how is it Shaykh Geirus? I ain't Schia Lagoi. As you see in Tosis held this question is shver in every Geirus. Frek Rabbi Elchanan, what's the problem? He could do every chalois. Why can't he do geirus? What's pshat in Tosis? Zok Rabbi Elchanan, you see Yisoid in Tosis. You see geirus is a chalois you can't do. You could do kedushin. You could do kinyanim. But geirus is something that needs bezdin. Bezdin makes the chalois geirus. You can't make a chalois geirus. And the mocker is the Gemara in Yevamis, Membovam et Beis, it darshins from the Lashon Mishpat, that Bezdin, that you need Bezdin for Geirus. As Bezdin creates the Chalois Geirus. It's not something a person could create, Yiddishkeit. You need Bezdin to do it. As Memela Frektoises, by every Geirus, you should need Tzchia, because Bezdin's creating it. How do they do a Chalois for someone else? And Tosis over here argues, explains Rabbi Elchanan, what does Tosis over here hold? You need Bezdin. It's a Xeris Akos if you need Bezdin. Zok Rabbi Elchanan, Tosis holds Bezdin plays another part in the Geirus. Bezdin has to see the Geirus and witness the Geirus. But they don't make the Geirus. It's the person that makes the Geirus. As Tosis here holds, only by a cotton you need Tzchiyah. Because by a gadol, the person can make it himself. You need Bezdin? Bezdin just supervises. They look at it. If we could give a mashal to bring out the point, by Kedushin you need Eidos L'Kiyuma. For the Kedushin to be Chal. Are the Eidim creating the Kedushin? No, it's the Baal, it's the husband that makes the Kedushin. But it only works in front of Eidim. As Huadin Bezdin. Geirus only works in front of Bezdin. That's what Tosis over here holds. But Tosis over there holds that Bezdin creates the Chalois Geirus. My Nafkemine, if you need Tzchia by a Godel. Tosis over there, Bezdin's creating the Chalois Geirus, you need Tzchia by a Godel. And Tosis over here holds, you only need Tzchiyah by cotton. That's why we only find Tzchiyah by a ger cotton. There's another interesting nafgamina that Rabbi Elchanan says, that between the two Tosfosim. In Tosis and Yevamis, Memhei Amud Beis, there's an interesting gemara. There was an isha that was toivel linidasa. And the gemara says, because she was toivel linidasa, she becomes a ger. Frek Tosfos, Bezdin wasn't there. When a lady is toiva l'nidasa, the derech klal, she doesn't have three men in the vicinity of the mikvah. Women, zok Tosis, are posel adin. There's no Bezdin. Zok Tosis, it's talking about where Bezdin knew she went to the mikvah. Frek Rabbi Elchanan, if Bezdin creates the Chalois Geirus, they have to be there to see the Geirus. They have to be thinking, B'shas the Geirus, we're creating the Chalois Geirus. It's not enough that they have a Yediya. L'choyra Tosis in Yevamis is Muchach, you don't need Bezdin to make the Geirus. It has to be done in front of them. As if they know, that's enough to be called done in front of them. Rav Asha added to Rabbi Elchanan, another raya. He says, over there, the Isha was mechavin the tefillah l'shem nidus. She wasn't even doing a geirus. Tosis says, if the men would have been there, it would have worked. As far as they know, they see a Isha as being toivel and nidasa. What are we saying afterwards? Well, she was a goy, so must be she's being a ger. They had no idea. As far as they were concerned, they thought they were watching Tfilas Nidus. And it's still Chal the Geirus, Meduyik in Tosis. Mavur in Tosis, Bezdin doesn't make the Chalois Geirus. Thus is a Tosefnes. As number one, who makes geirus? That's shaila number one. One pshat, Bezdin makes the geirus, Tosis in Sanhedrin. The other pshat, the person makes the geirus. Grada, Rabbi Chanan, Rav Nochum, and many learn that Tosis in Sanhedrin, Lamaskana, also hold Bezdin makes the geirus. Rav Asher wants to be mechadish that Lamaskana, the maskana of Tosis in Sanhedrin, Tosis falls back from it and holds the person makes the geirus. That's the chiddush of Rav Asher, Kenege Develt, Ulay in the Hemshech Hayomet. Okay, as number one, who makes geirus? Bezdin, the person. Let's move on to step number two. There's a din schia begeirus. As how does schia work in Kol HaTorah Kula? We're very aware. L'moshel b'metziah davches hamagbiyah metziah lechaveroi. If you want to make a kinyan for your chaveroi, you do a maisa kinyan. You do the maisa kinyan. Your chaveroi zoicha. You do the maisa for your friend. Over here, what are you doing to make this schia happen? There's no maisa that Bezdin is doing. As whether we're by a cotton, whether we're by a gadol, wherever you need. But the Gemara says in one of the geirus you need schia. How are they doing schia? What are they doing? Schia means, I did the maisa kinyan, I was zeicha for you, I was mafresh the truma, I was zeicha for you. For some rishonim, you, I do a kedushin, I'm zeicha for you. I do a maisa for you. But over here, what is Bezdin doing? That's the question. As the lashon of the Gemara is matbilin oisai al das Bezdin. L'choira, it sounds what Bezdin does is they're matful the person. What does that mean? Bezdin walks over and throws the person into the water, like your counselor did to you when you were a young boy in camp and you were scared. That's what matbilin means. They walk over, they throw you in the water. Avada not. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch Bezdin has to throw you in the water. As Rav Asher wanted to learn, the pirish of matbilin means Bezdin tells you go in the water. And that's the way it's ki'ilu Bezdin did the maisa. It's a chiddush. Because b'derech klal doing a maisa means doing a maisa. It doesn't mean... Huh? What?
Dibur is not maisa.
As dibur is a dibur. It's shayach shlichus and schia by a dibur because you're doing a dibur. But over here, it's not the dibur. Huh? Maskim, but over there, the dibur shafs the chalois. By telling you to go into the mikvah, you're not shafing the chalois. It's going in the mikvah. Ve'oid. It's a chiddush gadol. Why is it a chiddush gadol? Because it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, Bezdin has to tell him to go into the mikvah. It's a rizik chiddush la'alacha. What happens if the guy was walking and he really planned to go into the mikvah soon and he slipped and he fell in the mikvah? He didn't do a maisa tvila b'chlal. Or there's a gemara in Yevamis by an Eved Kanani. You take the Eved Kanani, you throw him in the mikvah, the tvila's chal. There's no din by geirus, you need a maisa tvila. If you tovel, the geirus happens. As I'm asking, the lashon of the Gemara is matpilin oisai, because b'derech klal, that's what Bezdin does. But that's the maisa schia. Number one, they're telling him to do a maisa. That's a big chiddush. Number two, who says it's even a maisa? Who says you need a maisa tvila? As how else could you learn the schia over here? As a bor ber in Kedushin Simen Tesvav, and over here in Ksubis also, it's in the Mar Mekoymis, Rebor ber brings from Reb Chaim a moshel. Das acheres makne. That when you have a koina who's a cotton, if the moicher is a gadol, even though the cotton doesn't have das, he could be zeicha. As you could learn that Reb Chaim is bringing a melitza, a marshal. But now we were zeicha to the sefer Oyel Havram, which is a sefer that came out recently, where they printed up the shiurim of Reb Chaim. And over there, there's a haysofa. Reb Chaim Gufa said this to answer this question. So many years we didn't know Reb Chaim spoke about it. Reb Chaim and Shia said it to answer the question. By das acheres makne, The Meicher is not doing anything. The Koine is doing the Meshicha. He's doing the Chazaka. And the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chav Teh, says it works. Midin Zachin La'odam Shaloi Befanov. A Zokrab Chayim, what was the question? Every Schi is with a Maisa. I found the case. Das Acheres Makne. Now, Toises Shita Das Acheres Makne has nothing to do with Zokrab. If he Toises, you don't have the Raya of Reb Chayim. A Reb Chayim brings a fester Raya, Lefi, the Rambam. That Das Acheres Makne works me din Zokrab, and the Rambam holds Yesh Schi Alekotten, as Memela, you see there's a Parsha of Zokrab. As explains Reb Chayim, as what's the Zochin? Explains Reb Chaim, the Zochin is in Das. You need Das to Shafach Alois. As Bezdin is Zoicha for the cotton means Bezdin has the Das for the cotton to Shafach Alois. Just like by Das Acheres Makne. The Moicher has the Das for the cotton that he should be Koine. As Huadin, by Geirus, Bezdin has the Das that the cotton should be a ger, the chalois gerer should be chal. That's the way Reb Chaim Brisker learns. And if you read the Gemara, now let's read the words. The lashon of the Gemara, matbilin oisoi al das bezdin. Where's the ikad dogish of the schia? Rav Asher was madaik, matbilin oisoi. The ikad dogish is bezdin is the matbil. And Reb Chaim was saying, no. That's the way it starts. But what is it? Al das bezdin. That's the zochin. Bezdin is providing the das for the schia. However, so what does that mean? I could just come from the outside and just decide for you things will work for you? Anyone could just come and have das and make things happen for you? You know, if you have a business partner that wants to get rid of you, he'll think you should be a Yisrael, Zeu, and they'll fire you at work. Like, Zeu, everyone could have das. Zog to Avni Nezer, it's Meduyik in the Gemara, Matpilin, or you say, Al das, Bezdin. If someone else has das for you, it's Loi Mailer Moirin. He's not about Dover. Who cares what he's thinking? What does it have to do with me? Only Bezdin's das is koiveya. Frekt Avni Nezer, what's the yichus of Bezdin? As you could understand two ways. You could understand because Bezdin is anyway part of the geiris procedure. You're doing it with them. That's the lashon matbilin oisay al das Bezdin. They have to be there b'shas tefila. In Rashi, Rashi says a rizig is chiddush. Bezdin is b'makom av. Bezdin is like a father. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to look at Bezdin. The Av is Achroi for the Yiddishkeit of the child. Bezdin is Achroi. And over here is a Chiddush, even for a Goy. A Chiddush. That's what Rashi says. As Lefizeh, everyone asks on Rashi, what does Rashi need that Bezdin is Ka'aba? Lefizeh. Maybe he's coming to explain what the yichus of Bezdin to Geiris is, because they're the achroyis on Yiddishkeit, on making sure that Yiddishkeit happens and the way it happens. Huh? No, that it doesn't say.
Bezdin.
Okay. Bezdin do some things midaitoi, some things balkarchoi. Bezdin is not only for kriya. You're still holding in parsha shoytrim. There's also shoyftim. Bezdin could do things midas too. Okay.
Why can you say that Bezdin is a mishpah? It kind of deserves
a mishpah. Maskim of the Shail is, how are they doing it?
Make a mishpah like any other Bezdin. Oh. Together.
MS, but how mishpah is not schia. Mishpah is always not a schia. When Bezdin paskins and Dine Mominis and other things, it's not a schia. Over here is a new angle of mishpah that we don't have. Okay, but everyone's asking good. I really like the questions, but you'll tumble later. We just have one more thing we have to cover, and our time is short. Oh, okay. That's the second angle, the angle of how do you make the schia. As the first thing is, who makes geiris, Bezdin or the person? Yisoy number one. Yisoy number two is, how do you do the schia? Schia is always al yedei maisa. Where's the maisa here? Is it matbilin? Rav Asher is a das Rav Chaim Briska. Okay. Let's go a step weiter. Oh. What are you being zoiche in? What is this chiyah accomplishing? B'derech klau, you're zoiche in mominis. You're koina a chefse shel momin. Over here, what are you being zoiche in? As the Birch Shmuel and Reb Naftali both done in this Nakuda, what's this chiyah over here? As the Baruch Be says two pshatim, one of his own pshat, and the other pshat b'shem the Brisker Rav. This is mamish just the aleph beis of the sugya to get it. Zogre Baruch Be, just like whenever you want to create a chalois, you need schia to create the chalois, because the chalois is made by the person. You're zoicha, you're creating the chalois b'mkayimim. Who are the chalois geirus? Chalois geirus is a chalois that's chal on a person. Just like kedushin's chal on a person, kinyanim are chal on the chayvitz. As geirus is chal on the person. What's chal on the person? Zoker Baruch Be, kedushas Yisrael. Yiddishkeit is a chalois. Yeah, that's a beautiful hagdar of a yid. Kedushas Yisrael is chal on a yid. As in order to make a chalois kedushas Yisrael be chal on a yid, you need tzchiyah. Like every chalois you do, you have to be zochin. That's what Baruch Be said. That's how he would have learned the sugya. Until he heard from the Brisker Rav a chiddush, v'shetei delecha, the godless of Baruch Be. At this point, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenitz, an older Rosh Yeshiva. He's saying over something from the Brisker Rav in Europe when he was a young man in his 20s. And he's still bringing it down. Ki'ilu, it's the Rebbe Reb Chaim that's bringing it. That's the Nifladika, Anov of Reb Baruch Be, a Rosh Yeshiva, years and years, but a Geshmak of Vod. Abahavai, let's hear the Vod. But let's see. Zokta Brisker Rav, the reason why you need Schia is because if you don't do Schia, then the Maisa Tfila doesn't have a shame of a Maisa Geirus. It could only be as Geirus if it's done L'shem Geirus. As that you need the Schia from Bezdin, that it should be called a Maisa Geirus. All over in all kinyanim, the schia is in the chalois. You don't need the schia in the maisa. But over here, you need the schia to turn the maisa into a maisa geirus. Because maisa geirus is only if it's done at daita de geirus. If you're not doing it at das geirus, as then, it's not chal de geirus. Geirus needs l'shem geirus. And it cotton doesn't have das. As over here, you need the schia and the maisa. As in the mirror, Rav Asher goes with Rav Baruch Be that says both dinim are true. You need schia to shafta chalois, you need schia to make the maisa. And a lot of the mirror Torah is based on this Rav Baruch Be. We just want to say this Brisker Rav is not poshit bichlal. L'moshel, the Minchas Chinuch says, if someone made a geirus when he was a cotton and he was moicha on the geirus is nekalim afreya, he's not a ger. And then he changes his mind and he wants to become a yid, zokta minchas chinuch in mitzvah beis, he doesn't need a new tefillah. There's no din you need a tefillah that makes a chalois geirus. Even though he was moicha, it's not a schus, there was no das, he's a cotton, he doesn't know what he's doing. He went in the mikvah. If he went in the mikvah, he's already did a tefillah. He has to do a tefillah l'shem geirus. You don't have to do a tefillah l'shem geirus. You did a tefillah, that works for geirus. As later on, if he wants to become a yid, he doesn't have to do another tefillah. As you see clearly in the Minchas Chinuch, he's arguing on this Yesod of the Brisker Rav. Ubifrat that we saw, if you throw a person in the mikvah, he has no kavana l'shem geirus. He has no kavana for anything. You threw him in. It's also chal de geirus. It's a huge chiddush, the Brisker Rav. Okay. But those are the angles of the sugya. The pashtis, the schi over here is yizoichin mechalois geirus. Reboch bed did a chiddush yizoichin in the maise geirus, to make the mice into a maise geirus, and it's a big chiddush. Yeah. Okay. The last angle we're going to put out for the oilam is in geirus you need three things. You need mila, tefila, kabbalas, mitzvahs. The Gemara only talks about matbilin. What happened to the rest of the process? Azog the Rashba and the Ritva, tefila is the end of the process. Because when we say matbilin, we also mean mila, everything. We just said tefila because that's the end. As you say, it finished off and means everything also. But the Shita says, it's not Shaykh Schia in Mila. It hurts. It's not Shaykh Schia in Mila. Freks of the Shaila, so how is Mila Chal? As Rav Gershon Edelstein brings a Ravid, a beautiful pshat, the Ravid says that even though you need to do a tefillah l'shem geirus, but a mila zicha you don't need l'shem geirus. Why? Zokt Rav Gershon, a beautiful pshat. Tefillah is machnes you to kanfei hashchina. You're mischadish michadosh. What's the idea of tefillah? You go back in the water. The chinuch says it's like you're going back to Brias Olam where the whole world was water. And now you're coming out a new person. That's the idea of mikvah. As you go in the mikvah, you come out a new person. Taches kanvei hashchina. Mila is you're cutting off an orla. You're cutting off a problem. You're getting rid of a problem. It doesn't make the chalois geiris. It takes away the orla, which is ma'akiv, the geiris. And that you don't need zachin. Okay. As those are the different angles to get us into the sugya. Mila, what do you need? Tzchiyah and Mila, Tfila. What is this Tzchiyah? What is Geirus? Is Bezdin doing it or not? That's day one to get into the sugya. Usually we do like to be a little bit more textual, but because Dinyanim are new Musagim for everyone, as we just took the first day to explain the Musagim, Bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll go through Rashi Shita. The day afterwards, Taisus Shita. And if you want to do Rashi for 2 days, if you want to start Rashi today, a nice idea too. It's okay. Yeah, we just wanted to be Makdim, but the Olam could get into the Sukkah. Bez Hashem.